how does it look like being in a newsroom, you know, during elections?
It was tough. Mm. Mm. It was so tough. Mm. And I remember I actually didn't even get to vote in 2007.
Mm.
And
no time or?
We were given time. Mm-hmm. And we were even given special passes, but I think someone pinched my special pass. Mm-hmm. So by the time I'm going to vote, I had registered in Langata because I mean that's where I lived. Mm. It was such a mess. I remember how election day in 2007 looked like. By the time people actually started voting, it was much later. Mm. People, it was that year. I remember even Raila Odinga, he went to vote in one of the stations in Kibera. Mm. He couldn't even find his name in the register. you know. So it was so confusing. And then here I am thinking, I need to be at work at 1 p.m. I've gone there at 6 a.m. Mm. My time is already up. I just said it's okay. Mm. I felt bad that I wasn't able to register, you know, my vote, but I said it's okay. Mm. Let me go and now report on the elections because it was a very confusing day.
Mm.
So we start reporting the election results, start streaming in. Mm. You know that that was the first day, second day, you know, and I remember by the not the first night but the second night when the results are still streaming in.
Mm-hmm.
Nation had invested in this system where people were able to key in their correspondents across the country in the different polling stations where they were able to, when then the results are announced, they key in. So wherever I am, I mean at the newsroom, I can click in and see.
In the newsroom itself.
Yes, because I was announcing. Yeah. I mean, I was seeing the results coming in and were announcing at every other, every other 30 minutes, we are giving fresh results. We're giving fresh results. So because I was just clicking in and we go and announce. So it was easy because we're also tallying. It was an attempt to tally. And then at some point, the system crashes.
Wait, so which system crashes?
The nation system. Yes. Crashes. So we are there. We've been relying on this system to get results, you know, real-time results as they are reporting them on the ground. Mm. The correspondents are keying them in. Mm. And we are now picking those results and saying, from this polling station, these are the results, you know. But then at some point, this system crashes. You know, and you're not able to now see what's coming out, you know, and then all of a sudden there's just tension in the newsroom, you know, and we're told, no, stop the live reporting. Everyone stop the live reporting. At the TV studio, they're told, stop the live reporting. Radio, I remember, I was on shift, and they're told, stop the live reporting. You'll be informed what you'll be given the results. And then, I think it was a night where people said they slept and they woke up and the results had changed and there was a big gap between Mwai Kibaki and Raila Odinga.
So you particularly were on air?
Yes, as in we were preparing to go. We're reporting, we're reading the news every other, we're giving the results every other 30 minutes.
And you were on shift?
I was on shift.
Yeah, so meaning being on shift is...
It was actually...
After 30 minutes or so you would, you know... go on air, announce
and give the fresh results have the tally. This is a current tally. Raila Odinga has this
and you do that votes, for national
Mwai Kibaki, and Kalonzo and also for the parliamentary. For the focus was of, I mean, the only three
obviously
seats then, it was just presidential, national assembly, and then of course the civic seats. So we're not focusing on the civic seats. It was more or less the MP, the parliamentary results, and the presidential.
Should announce it. And then at some point you're told
told to stop the live reporting. Stop the live reporting. You'll be instructed by your editors.
I'm curious, just so did you go home or
I went home. I went home because now even my shift had ended. I hung out for a bit. I went home and like everyone else, I woke up. You look at the news, news, I mean, for the stations that continued to, you know, that were still live, you know, reporting. But even just tracking the information that was coming, because we're told to now report what's coming from the Electoral Commission of Kenya, from KICC, the National Tallying Center at KICC.
Mm.
So we told you get the results from KICC.
Mm.
So
and
now
shifted.
You're seeing what's coming from KICC. All of a sudden, okay, what's happening? the votes from Tharaka Nithi had come. Anyway, if you remember that expression
then. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a very tense. And then it was a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
No, Friday.
Yeah.
And then so we worked Friday, now just for reporting what ECK is giving. And then now Saturday is when the tension started. I remember the tension was so palpable. I was on night shift that day. I remember I was going to work at 4 p.m. I used to work odd shifts, 4 a.m., 4 p.m., just different times. That day I was actually starting, my shift was starting at 4 p.m. So I go to work in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. The newsroom was tense. Tense from first floor till sixth floor. We used to be on sixth floor. That building, Nation Center, was tense. Yeah. You could feel it. You could feel the anxiety that people had. I guess it was just the mood that was building up across the country. So while we were there, I remember I was staying in South B. I was living alone, not with my family, just living alone. And I remember my landlord calling me and telling me, hey, Sheila, I don't know where, if you're not home, don't come home right now. There was a bit of some fracas, around South B. And I was like, oh my, that's when that's when the violence, remember now, 2007, it started on a Saturday, you know. By Sunday, when now the results were being announced at KICC, and it was that late night swearing, the late evening swearing in, things had gone south. In fact, I remember my landlord calling me again and saying, Sheila, I don't know how you're coming home. Those days in Kwanga Route 11. I don't know how you're coming home, but don't come right now. Yeah, so we just hung around the newsroom.
So you stayed like almost literally a 24-hour shift?
Because many of us were unable to go home.
Yeah.
And then Nation would only provide transport like later.
Yeah.
Like maybe for those people who are maybe finishing work. Yeah. In fact, I remember there are times I'd work, maybe if we'd work very late. You know, so maybe from 10 p.m.
Yeah.
You know, so we just hung around waiting for the transport now from around 9 p.m., 10 p.m.
Yeah.
You know, because even now,
yeah,
we even gave up on announcing. We're like, what are we announcing? Like that Sunday, I remember our editor told us, what are we announcing?
Yeah.
We only announced now the pact where the Mwai Kibaki was being sworn in.
Yeah.
I remember at some point we were sent to KICC and it was chaotic. It was chaotic. You see the ODM guys, you see the PNU guys, It was tense all over.
Did you go?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah.
I went, I remember, with my editor and even Julie Gishuru. Yeah. She was working at NTV. Because everyone was concerned, what's happening?
Yeah.
And just walking across from Nation Center to KCC.
Yeah.
Oh my, it was empty. The streets were empty. Yeah. Everyone, the few people you're meeting, everyone is anxious, you know?
Yeah.
And so that was a Sunday that the election results were called and announced. And
the swearing in happening.
And the swearing in happening. And that is when different parts of the country are just hearing violence here, fire here, gunshots here. You know, I remember my parents were still staying in Langata, so they were saying, hey, there are gunshots in Kibera. They could hear them. You know, for me, my landlord has already told me, don't come home right now. Wait before, I'll tell you when you can come home, you know. So I actually was getting home at 1 a.m. and it was, I think, one of my darkest days because you could feel that tension. And then you still expected to go to work. You're still expected to report what's happening, but you're really not in the mood to, you know, because it also affected us psychologically as
imagine.
News, as
a news team.
As a news team.
Mm.
So we didn't, I think, because again, also media, I think there were some attempts by government. They called some of the media houses and warned them about, you know, the inflammatory, I mean, they said some of the reports are
inflammatory.
Are inflammatory and causing reactions. So maybe if we could go slow on the reports on violence. But that was the only thing that was happening. What else were you reporting? There was nothing else happening. There was no business, you know. There are no other people doing conferences. People were just, I mean, there was just all these pockets of violence across the country. That's the only thing you could report. So if you can't report that, then let's not go to work. So our editor told us, you guys just stay home. I'll tell you when you can come back, because what are we reporting? So we stayed home, but of course you're staying home. You can't move around, you know. It was so... For me, it was a very frustrating point. And then finally, we were called back to work. But even I remember the first day I attempted to go back to work.
After just how long, for instance?
It was maybe like 2 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Just trying to get now. It was after now the new year. Because now we had the new year. So new year.
2008 now.
Yeah, not 2008. And I remember my first bulletin was on the first day of new year now. And then, of course, you're expected to greet Kenyans. This is Sheila Masindere. This is Easy FM News. Thank you for listening. Happy New Year. And at some point after I said those words, I told myself, surely, how can I be telling people Happy New Year? The first line in the next story after I greet them Happy New Year is about, 10 people have died where? Who has been killed where? There's violence happening where? So what Happy New Year salutation are you giving people? You know, people are in a dark place. And I really struggled just giving the news, because it was just bad news after bad news. And then I remember around that time Kiamba happened. And actually when it happened, when Kiamba happened and the news came that there's a church has been burnt in Eldoret, I was on the news. I was on the news desk. I was on duty. It was an. I remember it was. Was it a Wednesday or Tuesday afternoon? Mm. And the editor for TV, who was Manuel Juma, who was head of news for NTV, comes and tells me, because what I was also in charge of was the breaking news. Mm. So the NBD, National Broadcasting, between NTV and EZFM, we had this channel, 411 News. We used to give breaking news. Mm. So anytime there was breaking news, we'd also, of course, apart from giving it on TV and radio, we'd also give it on SMS. Mm. So I was the one writing those SMSs, like sending the breaking news. Mm. So there's the breaking news. Tens of people killed in, I'm told, that time I was told, tens of people killed in burnt down in a church in Kiamba, in Eldoret. Mm. So of course I write the news. I mean, I hear, okay, gives me the details. And then of course, the moment I just sent it like this, oh my goodness, I get a call from high up. You know those days when you get a call from high up, who called?
That was
that is not, no. That was the editorial director. Wangethi Mwangi.
Wangethi Mwangi.
And asked me, where did you get that piece of news? Hey, I shook in my shoes.
Shaking in
time,
your boots.
I'm looking around, where are these bosses of mine?
Yeah, there's no one. To my rescue. Nothing.
Of course, they came later and, you know, tried to save the situation. Mm. But it was, everything was sensitive. Everything in terms of reporting. It was, you're not sure, do I report this? You know,
what do you say?
And
what
you can see it's happening. I mean, it's been announced on TV. Mm. Other stations have picked it up. But then, because I guess they're also under a lot of pressure from, you know, from the internal security and others who are trying to control the situation.
The politics of a media house also, nation being nation itself, also comes into play at this time. You know, on what side are you? And you are unsure, you know, how this is playing out. So it's very, very sensitive also. The editorial policy, what is it that you follow
exactly
at the time?
Exactly. And despite that, we had actually gone through a very regimented training on election reporting.
Yeah.
In 2007.
Which was for Nation Media Group or just as media?
First, Nation Media Group took us through training for everyone who was going to report on the elections, especially a number of us were going to do it for the first time. Mm-hmm. We had gone through that, including conflict sensitivity, all these things we had been taken through. Mm-hmm. And then US Embassy also had a program where they trained a number of journalists from different media houses on political journalists, guys who were going to be on the election beat on coverage. So, but despite that still did not prepare us for what we were going to face. Yeah,
this is a scenario. This was a wild card that you hadn't seen coming.
I hadn't seen coming. Mm. So at that point, 2008, of course, now, we went through January. Mm. There was still a lot of tension. And then, of course, this talk started happening with Kofi Annan, the mediation. Mm. Kriegler came in looking at the whole issue around the election management. Mm-hmm. Then the Waki Commission looking at the looking into the post-election violence. Mm. So all these things now, processes happening. Mm. And then, of course, now they then... The agreement, the Grand Coalition agreement, that of course by March, at the beginning of March, that settled things. But in between that, there'd been all these NGOs started releasing their reports on the issues around human rights, around the preparedness and management of the elections. Mm. So as I mentioned, that I'd really grown an interest in those governance stories. Mm-hmm. And so I would attend a lot of the press conferences. Mm. And then given my very bitter experience from covering the elections, I told myself, Sheila, at the next election, do you really want to be here where you're reporting and you're in no control over what you're reporting? Mm. Or do you want to be on the other side where you're making a difference? So it's actually at that point where I said, I'd actually like to work for one of these. Mm. I actually remember at that point, I remember one of the events I attended was by Transparency International Kenya, where they were launching a report on campaign financing and looking at, you know, the cost of elections and how much had been spent by candidates, and I was very much interested in that. But of course, the jobs are not forthcoming then. But I would say that's an area I would like to go to at some point. But 2008, I made a decision that I was going to leave radio. I had been really damaged, and there'd been very little psychosocial support. I started looking elsewhere, but then before I could get a job outside, another opportunity came from within Nation.